Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Megan Cullop, along here with Scott Micklin and Scott Duran.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good to see you all.
See you all on this Friday.
Friday, here we are. August the whatever it is, 18th.
Can you believe that? Oh, my gosh.
No, I can't believe that. I really can't. That's crazy, right?
It's bananas. I'm in mourning.
You're in mourning?
Well, I love
I'm so
summer.
Sorry. Oh, I see. Oh. Okay. We still have another few weeks of summer.
That's
Don't
true.
Give up just yet.
I know.
It's still going to be like 90 today.
Yes. Okay. Sorry. No, but it's already gotten darker.
Yes. You
know? Yeah, I noticed
it
that.
It really has
already gotten darker, which is just a sad state of affairs.
Very sad. That's true.
So,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hang in there. Anyway, welcome everyone. This is the That's Interesting show on KSJE. It is the program where we invite you to call in. The number is right there at the bottom of your screen and share whatever is going on in your world that's interesting or not, but mostly it is. Right?
Just whatever's going on. We'll be the judge on whether it's interesting.
Yeah, you know. You're having your juice and coffee or whatever, right?
Yeah.
That's interesting
to somebody. Yes,
yeah.
That's true.
505-566-3909 is the phone number. 505-566-3909. Give us a call and share or just say hi or good morning.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, just say hi.
Or we miss summer too or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's not over yet.
I know. Megan thinks
it is. But it's getting darker.
Megan is very upset about this.
It's getting darker.
I know. It's okay. I'll buy you a sun lamp.
Thanks. I have one.
Oh, well,
I'm ready to turn it on. I'm like, here we go.
That's what you get for the next 6 months.
Yes.
Okay.
Artificial lights.
That's right. Anyway.
It's a tender time for me.
Apparently.
Especially when it gets cold, you have to deal tenderly with me.
Okay.
Oh,
we'll remember that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But it's still t-shirt weather for you, so it's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is
That's
great.
That's good. I wanted to ask you a bit about your big event last weekend for Basin Home Health and the Basin Companies, of course, Neighbor Fest out at Wines of the San Juan. Looks like you had a good turnout.
Yeah. So Neighbor Fest supports the Basin Good Neighbor Foundation.
Okay. Thank you. I was almost right.
You were close.
I know.
It is separate from the business line.
Thank you.
So it's a 501c3, which means it's a nonprofit that provides hospice care to people who are uninsured or underinsured. So if somebody comes to us and they need hospice care, but they don't have Medicare or Medicaid or private insurance, we can still bring them on services. Mm. So it's a great, great thing. Helps a lot of people. And we had about 153 people show up, which is pretty good. And we raised over $13,000.
How about that?
Nice.
And that money will go to help pay for the services for folks maybe who don't have insurance or ways to pay for this hospice care is what you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Got that right. Okay, good.
Got that right.
Okay, good. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Because you are the executive director of the foundation, right?
Yeah.
What a fancy title.
I didn't know that.
I did not know this at all.
We have an executive director in our midst, Mr. Duran. So, watch yourself.
It's a fancy title. Yeah,
but,
I am.
But it's good work.
It's good work, and it's fun work. And
important work.
It's important work, and it's fun to give money away to people who need it. And it's fun to bring people into the hospice conversation. It's kind of, you know, a lot of people are scared of that word, or they're depressed by that word, or whatever. But really, it's just to help people live out their last days as best as they can. That's the goal and the mission. That's all it is. We want people to keep living the way they want to live, and we just want to make sure that they're comfortable in the process. So,
and I have to say, it's, I think, very helpful for families, too, when your loved one is maybe on hospice, and hospice can provide support and help for families in addition to the individual.
Yeah. I mean, not just in the moment, but also we provide bereavement services after somebody dies. So it's to help loved ones as well. I mean, it's to help the whole unit. So
nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, good job. Congratulations. Once again, it's a great event, the Neighbor Fest, to benefit the Good Neighbor Foundation.
Yeah. That's right. And we'll be there next year. So different place. Perfect. We'll be at the museum next year.
At the museum. Oh,
which
okay.
is a lovely venue. If you've ever been to the summer concert series they do out there, you know that it's really conducive to just hanging out, chilling out.
Okay. Right along the river.
On the river. We'll have a bar and food trucks again.
Okay.
So
around the same time in August, you think?
It's going to be mid-September because museum has their summer concert series, so we had to do it after that. So it'll be a little cooler, which some people will like, I think. So
I think so.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah. What do you do at this thing? Like, do you just hang out? Is it the whole point? Yes. That's all I kept hearing was that you just
hang out. You listen to music. There's some great music there, right?
Yeah, so it's a benefits concert. So
That's why it's
called Neighbor Fest, is it's kind of like a music festival. Because we have a couple of bands. Right.
With neighbors.
With your neighbors.
Yeah.
There you go. Cool. Yeah. Well, it's a great event. I have been there. I highly recommend it. So I hope folks will check it out next year.
Yes.
And support the Good Neighbor Foundation. I guess you don't need to go to the event to donate to the Good Neighbor Foundation.
You can
write a check
all year.
Anytime.
Anytime. Just make it out to the Basin Good Neighbor Foundation. You can bring it by. You can mail it to 200 North Orchard Avenue in Farmington. Or you can donate online by going to basingoodneighbor.org.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
It's like you've said that a few times.
Yeah. Basingoodneighbor.org is our website. Well, you'll get all sorts of updates and you can donate through that. So
there you go. Cool. Well, again, congrats.
Thank you.
Great event. And
yes.
I think a lot of folks were, it looked like folks were happy. I saw pictures, so they looked like they were fun. I'm sorry I missed it this year.
I know.
Another thing. But next year, I'll be there. Okay. Museum. I can get there.
Yeah, you can get there.
I can. So.
Scott Duran, you'll be
in the mail.
There next year?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. I think you'll dig it.
Yeah.
I think you would.
You're a music guy.
I would love to be there.
Whether
I can fully commit to that, don't know.
Yeah. You'll let me know in September, right?
Yes, exactly.
That's true.
Yeah,
well, this time of year, we're pretty, we're ramping up here at the college, right? Classes start Monday here at San Juan College for the fall semester. And
you go back to teaching?
I'll go back to teaching a little bit in addition to running the station. And we've got a lot of events next week for welcoming back students and helping them out. And again, being ready for the fall semester. And so that kind of goes into September a little bit, too.
Yeah, that's true.
So we will see on that.
We've got all these events that come up.
Right.
After Connie Mack goes straight into more events.
Our Connie Mack coverage wraps up. So
Megan, you're going back to class this school?
I am. I'm in my final semesters. So I graduate in December.
Oh, my Atlanta.
And which is crazy. That means it's been 3 years.
How about that?
And it's for a Master's of Public Health.
Right.
So I hope to do good work in that realm. And we'll see where I...
You're not already, but
that's,
okay.
That's true.
I mean, come on.
Just switching...
but more good work.
Switching gears, yeah.
Okay, all right.
So my class starts... classes. I have a lot of classes to finish up, but they start August 28th, so...
That's soon, too.
That's soon.
So, okay. Great.
Scott's going to be gone. Megan's going to be gone.
I hope your degree also stipulates that you must remain in Farmington.
Right.
Good.
Well, that's...
okay, good.
That's what I want to do, so... Okay. We'll see what kind of work is around here. So.
A little ball and chain.
The Farmington ball and chain.
We will just connect you to the desk.
It is the land of entrapment.
No, it's not.
It really, like...
No, it's not.
Well, it's a good thing, right? Like, I came here.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about it. I signed the contract before even coming here.
Right.
So it was a ballsy move. It was like, well, we're just going to see what's out there.
So.
And then it ended up pleasantly surprising me.
What happened to you was you were enchanted by the land of enchantment.
Yes.
And then you got here and you got trapped.
In the land of entrapment. Exactly.
See?
You can't shake your head either, New York boy.
I don't like that at all. I left and I came back.
Exactly.
I chose to come here twice.
You came back. Exactly.
So there's nothing trapping. Okay.
All right, land of enchantment.
There you
go. We're enchanted.
Okay. But I guess if you have to be trapped, we're glad that you're trapped here. There, I'll just say it. So there.
Yes.
Okay. Good. But yeah, I mean, that is pretty. I mean, I know there are people that do that. I have done that too, moved to a place, sight unseen, you know, and accepted a job and, you know, did that. And it's, it is a little kind of scary. And not knowing anybody and not having maybe friends or family or a support network, you know. And,
you got to build it from the ground up.
And, yeah.
That's true.
And so I think that's good.
Yeah.
That you made that positively and made it happen, and you're still here. And so it's worked out well.
5 years.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, happy anniversary.
Thanks. There crazy.
Hey. How about that? Anyway, phone lines are open. If you'd like to give us a call, everyone, the number 566-3909. It is 566-3909. You can give us a call and call us and tell us what's interesting in your world. And we invite you to do that. Phone lines are open. So there you go. You like that?
It's a great meme.
Thank you.
Nothing like aggravated little girls.
Yeah, exactly.
Yelling at a phone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there you go. Awesome. Give us a call. Say hello. So, what else is going on?
I'm still laughing at that thing.
Duran, do you want to go first? What do you got?
Oh, so I do got a little something for you guys today.
Okay. What do you got?
The good old Captain Morgan. The rum, right?
The rum guy.
He's actually a real person. Captain Morgan, the picture on the bottle is a little bit, you know, how do you say it?
Enhanced.
Enhanced. Not mm-hmm. Well, yeah, just changed a
stylized.
Little bit.
Stylized.
Yeah. Okay. But the basis of it and everything else is by a real person, by a Welsh pioneer or buccaneer, however you want to say that, a gentleman by the name of Henry, or Captain Henry Morgan.
Okay.
Oh. Who sailed around in the 1600s and to the 17th centuries as well, and was a famous pirate who pretty much just rampaged all over the Caribbean islands, which was occupied by the Spanish Empire, the Queen and King of Spain.
Okay.
In that time, he had accumulated a bunch of wealth in that process, and as the story goes, the British Empire did not really kind of like do anything about this gentleman. They kind of actually sort of helped him in many ways in order to take out the Spanish flags. That way British can come in and take over. So the British kind of helped this pirate who was an actual pirate. You know, he was ruthless. He was known as a ruthless pirate, and he was known as that the Caribbean islands were his general territory. And they kind of helped this gentleman take over so that way they could eventually take him out and take over the Caribbean islands. Didn't really plan out that way for the most part, but yeah, he's a gentleman that is famous for taking over Panama City, or what is Panama City now?
In Panama.
Yeah.
Okay.
Their biggest city there.
So he was a pirate.
Yeah, he was an actual pirate. He wasn't just like a Navy captain. But the British
pirates are criminals.
Yeah, but the British Empire used that pirate in order to take over. They didn't really stop him. They didn't like try to take over a ship or you know, take him down or arrest him, whatever you want to say, and hang him.
Right.
They kind of used this gentleman in order to do it.
Yeah.
He eventually stopped being a pirate and just retired in Jamaica and died in Jamaica as one of the most wealthiest people.
There's your rum connection right there. That makes sense.
And later on, the company adopted the gentleman's name, Captain Morgan, and used that as a picture and, you know, kind of changed it. And that's...
There you go.
The rum.
But I guess the logo has some...
Real historic
basis
value.
In fact.
It wasn't just, we're going to make up a pirate, slap it on there, and say, hey, Captain Morgan. No, this is based off of a woods on a man that was in the 16th and 17th centuries.
Right.
Wow.
That, you know, rampage, all that other stuff.
How about that?
That's
pretty interesting.
So next time you, you know, take a sip.
You'll know.
Yes.
Or stand in a weird way.
Yeah.
Or standing. Know,
with your leg up on the chair.
Did you see I try to actually pick my leg up? Please, I was like, let me try that.
Don't fall over in the chair. Yeah,
that hurts.
Don't fall over in the chair.
You need a chiropractor or something.
We don't want to lose you, but don't fall over in the chair. Yeah, that's true. Well, that's cool. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you for sharing that. Very good. Do you have anything this week, young lady?
Sure. So there is a new wave of grassroots effort to bring forth litigation against states for the use of fossil fuels. This just happened. Montana is the first state where that litigation has they have won. The grassroots individuals have won.
Okay.
It was a bunch of young people. Montana's constitution guarantees clean air and clean water, so they argued that fossil fuels were against their constitutional rights.
Interesting.
And they actually won.
Okay.
Which makes more sense to me than this other wave, which was like lakes suing states.
Lakes?
Yeah, like
bodies of water.
Bodies of water having agency to sue. That's a little odd.
Yeah.
But individuals bringing forth litigation, like, that's a unique way to fight climate change.
Okay.
And
so I guess these young people are claiming that because of the use of fossil fuels in Montana, they are not guaranteed this constitutionally guaranteed right of clean air, clean water in their lifetime. Is that the idea?
Yes.
Because they're younger people.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
And they won.
And they won. It's the first case to win.
Okay.
But there's a lot of cases in a lot of other states that where people are trying the same thing. So.
But not all states have that constitutional protection, though, do they?
I don't know. I'm not. I only read an article.
You're not taking
Montana.
A constitutional law class this semester?
I wish. I love constitutional law.
Okay. Go to every state.
Yeah.
I would love that class.
I bet you would. That's true. Hey, we have a call.
Oh, right.
Oh, look at that.
We have a call. So let's interrupt our conversation. Rightly so for this phone call, right? That's on the line. Good morning. You're on KSJE. That's interesting. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Good morning. This is Thomas Gooey.
Hi, Thomas.
Thomas.
We just talked all about NeighborFest, and congratulations on that event. But what would you like to share this morning?
Thank you. Yeah, it was amazing. I walked away with a lot of bug bites, but other than that, it was a blast.
Good.
Yeah. I should have brought some more bug repellent next year.
Okay, next year.
Yes.
So what I was wanting to share is have you guys been following the Apple Vision Pro? Are you guys familiar with that?
No.
A little bit.
From the looks at my co-host's faces, I'm going to say no or not.
Not a lot. Just a little bit.
So they basically, it's a device that Apple announced at WWDC, their developer conference this summer. And it's a headset similar to like a VR headset that you guys might be familiar with.
Sure.
But it's an augmented reality headset. And so what that means is you're able to see through the glasses and it overlays information and digital content onto the real world.
Okay. Cool.
And so I thought a really cool application for that. They've been working on this technology, augmented reality, for several years now. But this is like the first big commercial release since Google Glass, I would say, of an augmented reality device. Do you guys remember Google Glass?
That yeah, crazy. Right.
Yeah. That was, I think the world was not ready. But, yeah. You know, Apple decided to throw their hat in the ring.
Neat.
And I think this could have some really interesting applications for like the medical field. There's a company called Accuvane that was working on a product in 2015 that allowed you to medical providers to see the veins of a patient that they were needing to either inject or
right.
Otherwise, you know, work with the veins, you know,
okay.
as one does. And
that sounds cool. And I know it sounds like, is this similar to maybe what Facebook is working on too, that metaverse stuff, or a little bit different? Because that's a whole ecosystem kind of thing, right?
Right. So, I mean, it is similar. Honestly, they are kind of in the same vein. Of course, Apple would tell you theirs is totally different, completely unique.
Right.
But,
and Apple would say theirs is better.
Yes, which, I mean, you know, from what I've seen, I would tend to agree, but we'll have to see where where that ends up. But
cool.
That the commercial release is happening in January, so I thought that was something interesting that's developing.
Yeah.
I know there's mixed feelings from a lot of people because, you know, of course, nerds like me are super excited about it because we love new gadgets, but there's also, you know, the skeptics, people that are, we're already on our devices too much is what I've heard. You know, do we really need something strapped to our face to further immerse us in the digital world when we're already, like, on our phones 24/7 anyways?
Right. But I think in some of those specific instances that you mentioned, like medical and things like that, I can see it being very helpful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, I mean, it'll be interesting to see where it goes. I think that
I want something that if I can wear it and then I can look at Megan and it'll just display her favorite color and the name of her pet and all the other stuff that I need to know about Megan to have a conversation with her.
Calm down.
Yeah.
Well, and think about it. I know. I'm like, whenever I go to networking events, I'm like, okay, I've seen that person's face.
Right.
What is their name? Like, how cool would it be to just be able to like look at them, and if they, you know, enable the feature, maybe you can see like their LinkedIn profile, like a link to view their LinkedIn profile or something.
Or mugshot or something. Yeah.
Yeah, or mugshot, you know. Yeah. That'd be interesting, you know.
Right.
But, and Megan and I were kind of talking about it yesterday because, you know, I just have to talk her ear off about all of my nerdy interests.
There you go.
You know, that's another application could be, you know, if there's, like, someone who has a hearing impairment, having the option to view, like, subtitles when someone's speaking. You know, if there's a sound somewhere in the room, being able to have a visual of where the sound is coming from, you know, since they're not always able to be spatially aware,
right?
And, you know, the audio input. And so combining that with technologies like hearing aids, cochlear implants, things like that, I think could also lead to some interesting and
that is
really
cool.
useful applications.
That is cool. Sounds deep.
That'd be pretty all right. cool.
Well, you'll have to wear them over to the radio station when you get it for Christmas, Thomas, okay?
You know, I will.
Okay.
I will.
All right, cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Thomas.
That sounds really cool. I like those things. Google Glass was creepy. Maybe this will be less creepy.
Yeah.
I'm hoping, right? Let's see. Hey, and we have another call.
Go ahead, yeah.
So, but any other comments on this?
I think virtual reality.
His point about the concern of being too attached to technology as is mm-hmm. is a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think I agree.
Yeah.
But we got to be careful. Yeah. I think anything in moderation, right? I think that's what we kind of say.
Everything in life in moderation.
There you go. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on That's Interesting here on KSJE. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Megan. This is Roman. How you guys doing?
It's Roman.
Roman.
Hey. How are you, stranger?
I'm hiding out.
We thought you lost our number.
I did. You should see the things I had to do to find you again, man. It was crazy.
Listen to the radio. But what's going on, Roman?
Oh, no. I just wanted to recap. I hadn't called since Connie Mack, and it was fantastic. I want to say your radio station does such a great job with that. The professionalism, the way you guys cover the whole thing, it's fantastic. I loved it. I enjoyed it. I'm listening, and I can't wait to listen next year.
Okay. Thanks, Roman.
Well, thank you, Roman.
You got the job. Thanks.
Also, I wanted to say I do work at the library, and we are going to be having an event on September 22nd, which is going to be our Super Smash Nintendo Mario Brothers video game tournament. It's the first one we're going to have for the public in the library's history. So we're pretty excited for that. And that's going to be happening at 6 p.m. on Friday, September 22nd.
Okay.
And we do a lot of fun things here at the library. We have a lot of we have new 3D printers that we're going to debut then. We have some new resin printers. We have laser printers and laser cutters. And we have some exciting things that we're going to show at that time as well. So
cool.
We want people to come down to the library, take a look at them, and see if they want to use them.
Okay. What's the date again in September?
It's Friday, September 22nd at 6 p.m.
Okay. Nice.
Hey, Scott, I'm going to be off.
Are you going to be working that day?
Yeah,
figures. Figures. He misses all the cool stuff. It's okay. But that's awesome.
Other than that,
you all survived your foam party at the library a couple of weeks ago?
That's right.
We did. It was fantastic.
Okay.
Still getting it out of my hair now, so it's pretty good.
Good. Awesome. Well, thanks, Roman. Thanks for calling in. We missed you, so.
All right.
Set a reminder for 2 weeks.
I will. It's in there right now. We'll talk to you guys then.
All right, cool.
See you, Roman.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. That opens up a phone line for you to call in as well at 505-566-3909. 505-566-3909. You can give us a call and share whatever is interesting in your world, right? Well,
yes.
That's right.
That's it.
Very interesting.
Cool. Nice. It's my turn.
It's your turn.
It's my turn.
Okay. Oh.
Oh, no. All right. Let me see what I got here. Let me look it up here. Yeah, there was an article in the paper that I was noticing, and it was really an uplifting article. I thought about this guy who moved to a place he didn't know anybody, and he had a job that he really loved, and here we are, like, you know, decades later, and still able to do what he loves to do. And I think that's just kind of cool.
I wonder who that man was.
I don't know. Oh, wait. Oh, here it is.
I like that your picture is under heat waves and education.
Well, yeah, because, do. Well, yeah.
But you're also the voice of Farmington.
Apparently, yes. But I wanted to thank the Tri-City Record for thinking that my life was newsworthy enough to have a reporter write a little article that is in the paper today. So thank you very much. And it really has been a fun career here in Farmington. It's not over yet.
I was about to say, man.
Yeah, you get a little nervous over there? Yeah. No, it's okay. But it was very, very flattering to have a story written about you in the paper, of course, and to kind of summarize all of your hopeful accomplishments. And I just hope that I've been able to give back to the community in a small way for all that it's given me. And again, to have a job that you love, which I do, is a pretty cool thing in this world, because not everybody can say that. So I feel very blessed and grateful.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So
very true.
That's what I wanted to share. So it's not as self-serving as you thought, right? Or is it?
No. It's a nice mix.
Okay. I didn't want to make it, you know, too over the top.
But I think your point about being able to have a job that you enjoy, and you think about all the people who don't.
Yeah.
And it's a big deal to be able to do something that you're passionate about and get paid for it.
Right.
Right.
So, and for 30 years plus.
For 30 years plus.
You know, that's also a nice thing. Because you can maybe have a job you like for a couple years, but maybe not 30.
Right.
Yes.
So I'm pretty lucky. Pretty lucky guy.
Yeah.
And I realize that. Not lost on me. Other things are lost on me, but not this. What's that?
I was the setup to that was a little, you know.
Okay, you didn't like the setup.
Self-indulgent.
I got you. It's true. I understand.
No, it's perfect.
But I was trying to think of something to talk about today, but I did want to thank the paper for doing that.
Yeah, yes, thank you, and paper. They're, you know, producing all sorts of great stuff. I'm really pleased that they're in our area.
They are, you know, they are certainly dedicating what seems to be a lot of resources with reporters and writers to gather stories every day, you know, and they're sharing a lot of stuff, which is kind of cool. And, you know, I mean, I wish we had reporters that we could send out to cover some of these things, but, you know, we're not there yet. But we think that they are, and they're doing it. And I think the community needs another source of news.
Yeah.
And they're providing that, which is great.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe we can just make Helen do it.
We wish them well. Helen, our student worker, we could. I bet we could maybe do that. But yeah, we'll see.
Hey, you want to add something else to your list?
True. But I think there's something to say about, you know, having you know, being thankful for your job and pride in what you do. And, you know, I think everyone should take pride in their work no matter what you do.
Yes.
To be a good worker and to have those skills. And because they're certainly transferable to other things.
Oh, yeah.
And this job certainly has changed since it started, you know, when I was in college and millions of years ago as the earth was cooling. you know, we talked a little bit about radio and TV and print and journalism. And back in those days, there were two very distinct tracks for students that wanted to get into the news business. And if you were a broadcaster, you went one direction of classes. And if you were a print journalist, you went a different direction of classes. And we really never intermingled with the other folks.
Right.
And now, of course, it's all kind of merged back together with the web and the internet, the World Wide Web. Have you heard of that, Megan?
I still call it the web sometimes.
The web, the interwebs.
I call it the interwebs.
Yeah, right. The tubes of the internet.
Yes,
exactly. But now there's all back together because there's print and there's video and there's audio and there's pictures. It's all one big media thing.
Yeah, I mean, well, even if you look at exactly what we're doing right now, like the idea of visual radio is another thing. You know what I mean?
True.
That's merged in with. Right. Visual and actual audio setup. So that's, you know, you're right. Yeah, it all came together.
Putting video on a radio station. I mean, you would have thought that was something that could be done and should be done. But, you know, it's done pretty well for KSJE. Yes. I think audiences like the fact that they can listen on the radio or they can watch us on YouTube or Facebook and see the newsmakers that are talking to me every morning and see what we're talking about, things like that.
Yeah.
Kind of cool. There you go.
Says a whole
technology. And apparently you can strap something to your head and you can watch it
right
in front of your eyeball.
Comes out, man. Yes. And then, you know, It can walk down the street and look at us at the same time.
That's right.
Who would have thought?
I know. Be kind of cool.
Until you run into a pole.
Yeah, don't do that. Be careful about that. That's true. Anyway, we are about out of time this week, you guys. Is there anything else we need to add?
Do we need to add something? Because I could add something.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, ketamine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the ketamine.
Ketamine, for a while, was regarded as an illicit street drug. It was something that could be abused. Something that is closely related to PCP, which, you know, in the 80s and the 90s, like, I remember an after-school special where somebody used PCP, jumped out the science lab window, and ran around and then collapsed.
Okay.
So they, you know, it was like, they can't, well, it was like, you can't feel pain. Like, people would, like, punch glass. And then, like.
Got it.
So you know, it was a scary drug. And it still is a scary drug. You shouldn't do PCP. But ketamine recently, in recent years, and very recent years, like within the past, well, mostly 5 years, in the 70s, it was used sparingly on veterans for PTSD. And now there are ketamine clinics around the nation for a variety of psychiatric issues.
Right.
There's a couple that are ruled out, like you can't have psychotic features because ketamine is also a psychedelic and it's a dissociative. So you can kind of go off into an alternate state. But the idea is that this rewires your brain, actually. So there's the short-term effects of ketamine, but there's a long-term effect of actually rewiring your brain structure. And that this has been shown to help people with acute depressive episodes, PTSD, anxiety issues. So it's a real new, innovative science. One of the problems is insurance doesn't cover it right now.
Right, because it's,
because it's still used, it's considered off-label.
Yeah.
So insurance doesn't cover it. So it's kind of, it's cost prohibitive for a lot of people, which is really unfortunate because it's being shown to have some pretty mega results. And there are ketamine clinics in the Four Corners region, actually.
Yeah, now that you said that, that kind of reminded me of where I kind of remember, not just from, like I was saying, the numbingness part that I was talking about, but they're also trying to see if that will help people with, like, Parkinson's, right?
A variety of neurological disorders, yeah.
That could help people with Parkinson's, like you said, because it helps to rewire the brain, and maybe that will help fix that little... The part that causes Parkinson's.
Right.
That's where I remember that one from.
Parkinson's is a dopamine issue.
Right.
And ketamine plays with dopamine receptors, serotonin receptors, and epinephrine receptors. So there's some promise there for a lot of different diseases. It's usually a short term of infusion. So in a clinic setting, usually it's by intravenous. And it's like a set of 3 1 week and a set of 3 the next week. It's 6 sessions. I'm sure it's pretty intense, but it's got some promise. So
interesting. Okay.
It's exciting in the realm of neurological disorders. So.
Right. And mental health and things like that,
health,
right?
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, cool. Well, thanks for sharing that too.
Yeah.
That's another interesting thing.
Yes.
See?
Yeah.
So that's why we're here.
We're just full of interesting stuff, aren't we?
We're full of something. Yes, we are. There you go. Well, I think that will bring us to an end of the show.
All righty.
Unless you have anything else.
No, that was it.
I mean, we cover the gamut.
We
Captain
do.
Morgan,
I
Scott
know.
The newspaper.
Yeah.
Hey, just
exactly.
To remind you, I covered both my bases, historic
you
and
did.
Food.
You did.
Yeah,
well,
you did.
Not
those
food
are your...
is, but you know.
Yeah,
that's true.
Food and drink.
Very true.
Yes.
All right. Very true. Well, let's wrap up the show, and we can talk a little bit about next week, which is our Solutions from the Street program.
Yes.
And we'll be back, Megan and I. We'll give Scott the week off, or the Friday off, and we'll be back to talk a little bit about Solutions from the Street.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah, see? And that is our other program that we do every other Friday on the 2nd and 4th Fridays.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so we want to remind you about that. And if you have an idea for a solution from the street, you can always drop us an email and give us a suggestion. Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Which is
at ksje@sanjuancollege.edu.
There you go. Drop us an email. Let us know.
Yes.
Perfect. And again, we're here on the 1st, 3rd, and 5th Fridays with Scott, Megan, and Scott. And then Solutions on the Street, 2nd and 4th Fridays, 8 to 9 a.m.
That's right.
That's what we do. Okay. Tomorrow, you're on the radio.
Tomorrow,
again, Megan Cullop.
Radio Free Saturday morning. which is a show of an eclectic music mix. You never know what you're going to hear. And some songs you'll vibe with and some songs you probably won't, but it's worth the 2 hour. It is an experience.
It is.
That's true. That is true.
It's a full-on experience. And oftentimes you'll hear stories and facts behind the songs and the musicians that made the music. And tomorrow's theme is... Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Just thinking. Oh, no.
What is tomorrow's theme? Helplessness.
Okay.
Which sounds dark.
Yeah.
But it's actually, there's a lot of empowering songs about like overcoming helplessness.
Okay. Well, I like that. That's a nice spin.
Yeah. Look at that.
Okay. Good. Very good. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks. Is that part of your thesis?
No, I'm done with my thesis.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Congrats to me.
Oh, hey, congrats to you. Yeah. Woo.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice. And Scott Duran, you have a show tomorrow as well. World Beat show.
Who's that? No, okay. I do have my World Beat show right after the lovely Megan at 11. We are finishing the last installment of the Jimi Hendrix Experience, as I say it.
Okay.
I've been calling it that, even though it's not the actual album.
I have to
remind people on air, this is not the actual Jimi Hendrix Experience album.
Right.
This is just what I'm calling
Experiencing Hendrix.
Exactly.
Yes.
Which has been a one CD that is actually composed or, you know, fully of his work and stuff like that. And the other one is what you would call compilation CDs, which is just taking all the stuff that he's done and the stuff that he's never aired that he finished on record, but he just never aired it or never released it. So they put those in the compilation album, which has been great for me because you get a lot of world beat stuff that came from Hendrix.
Nice.
Speaking of psychedelics.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Yeah, we're going to do the last installment, which is I'm going to take all the remaining songs that I didn't get to air from the CDs or the ones that I just thought were very interesting and I liked, and I'm going to put those back in there and we just kind of recap and then we'll move on to the next thing.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it'd be the last installment of Jimi Hendrix. Saturday at 11.
11 to 12 tomorrow.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Very good. So start your morning with Megan and then follow it up with Scott.
That's a good morning.
It is a good morning, right? Good morning.
And before me is the science show, which is also a great show.
Right.
And a little education.
And before that is the On the Media show.
Right.
Which is all about journalism and reporting and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good Saturday morning. Yeah.
I wonder who programmed that. They're genius.
Genius.
Good for them.
You're welcome.
There you go. All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us, everyone. We really appreciate it. You can help us spread the word about this program and all the others by sharing it to your network of friends and neighbors and social media folks from Facebook or YouTube. But until next time, we will see you right here on KSJE. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye-bye. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.